Right, joining me on the phone this Saturday morning, we say morning to Joe McEldry. Hi, Joe.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm very, very well.
Lowestoft is Britain's most easterliest town. You could go and stand on something called Ness Point, which is the most easterliest point in Britain. So you could go and
really?
Say that you did that. Yeah, you might as well go and do that and stick it on Twitter or something. People love it.
Wow. Oh, well, I might try that.
Because you're at the seaside, you got to get some fish and chips as well. It's got to be done, isn't it?
Of course. I mean, I live near the coast as well, and whenever anybody comes near where I live, I always say fish and chips is the thing you have to do. It's a must when you're near a seaside town, but
it is.
I'm going to quite a few, so I don't want to have too many, otherwise there's going to be a bit of a weight problem on the tour, I think.
Your Set Your Soul Alive tour, you're doing lots of venues around the UK. Do you like touring?
I do. It's my favourite part. I mean, to be honest with you, it gets a bit grueling about halfway through, and then you get kind of like a second wind, and you just love it for the rest of the time. The only thing I always worry about is getting a little bit unwell.
Mm.
But as long as you can kind of keep that off with healthy eating and exercise and things, it's normally all right. But to go on stage every night to an audience and just be able to sing your songs, and, you know, you don't have to worry about TV interviews or anything like that. You just go out and perform. It's the best part about it, you know, and you have a connection with the audience because they've obviously chose to come and see you. It's just really nice.
To take a quote from Charlie Sheen, you are a winner. Of course, you've come a long way from winning the X Factor in 2009. You won Pop Star to Opera Star back in 2011. And then, of course, very recently, winner of The Jump as well. What made you do that TV show?
Well, I was actually on holiday. I was on holiday at the time, and I'd planned to have January and February off to plan for this tour. And one of the production people who worked on the show had worked with me on previous shows and knew that I could ski, and actually seen on Twitter that I was in Austria skiing, and they needed some more people because people were getting injured. She contacted the management. The management were like, do you want to do it? And I did have a moment of panic where I thought, if I break a leg, the fans aren't going to forgive us because I'm going to be wheeled around in a wheelchair on tour, or I'd probably have to cancel it. You know, when you're on just like a 5-minute radio interview or a 5-minute TV slot and you're performing a song, sometimes it's difficult for people to get to see like different sides of your personality. And I thought this would be a perfect way to see that, you know, there was more to us than just singing.
When you were doing The Jump, did that make your belly go? Were you scared? Have you done that before?
I've skied for a long time, but I kind of thought because I could ski, I would be able to be fine with everything.
Yeah.
Well, was I wrong or not? I mean, I got there and I was having panic attacks, you know, especially the same way down them skeleton runs.
Yeah.
Where you lie on that ice tray. It was, honestly, it was traumatising. But
I bet it was.
I'm actually missing it a little bit. I really enjoyed it.
We hope you have an amazing night, Joe.
Thank you. Thanks very much.